Hi, my name is Dr. Patricia Murugami. Welcome to your next best self. I know you might be wondering, who's this Dr. Patricia Murugami? Well, I'm a leadership catalyst, a leadership coach, an educator on matters to do with life, leadership, love, and legacy. And I hope that as you start to listen in and practice some of the leadership insights we'll be sharing here, you'll begin to see your next best self. Tenda mema, nenda zako. You're wondering what French is that I'm speaking. I'm speaking Kiswahili. And what I have started saying is do good, and just get on your way. In other words, do good without any expectations. My name is Dr. Patricia Murugami, and I welcome you to your next best self. And today I want us to speak about elevating your personal standards. You see, I find it very interesting. Of late, you know, I love to study human behavior. And of late, I have found that there are certain things that I used to take as basic, and they're no longer basic. I think the idea of making assumptions is an area that I have to work on. And I'm reminded of a conversation I had with some young mentees many years ago who said that common sense is not as common as it should be. And maybe we should call it rare sense. And so today I want to talk about us challenging ourselves to do good. And when we do good, we will do well. Actually, that's one of the mantras around sustainability and the ESG agenda. And we're finding that if you can actually ask yourself about your standards on four levels, and these we call our rice school P's, you know, the first P on a private level, private. And when I say private, just think about those decisions you make in private that you don't even need to tell anyone else. So the decision to wake up on time, the decision like I have to read 100 books and to read 15 minutes every day. I haven't told anyone. Well, I've told you guys now. But really, that personal decision to take good care of yourself physically, mentally, emotionally, socially, spiritually, and even financially. You know, it's that coin, it's that pound, it's that dollar, it's that euro that you spend and say, it's just one. But it adds up. So think about your personal standards, you know, your personal standard when it comes to your private standards, private. And see whether you can do good even to yourself. Because I have found Stephen Covey's comment that private victories translating to public victories are very powerful comment and powerful statement. And it's true. If I choose today to not allow my temper to get the best of me, and to keep calm and to choose to speak to that person who's really gotten under my skin when I'm a little calmer, that is a private decision which elevates my private standard. Okay? So the first area I want you to think about is private standards. The next piece is personal standards. And a personal standard usually relates to your family, your close friends, those commitments that we make to them, that sometimes we meet and sometimes we let them down. So what are your personal standards to your family? We have now rolled into November. I even can't believe how this year has sped past. And for many of us, you're probably having school holidays in some systems. And for others, they're getting into closing up on their school term in the next 6 to 8 weeks. And the thing here is maybe you make a commitment. You know, I remember one friend of mine just telling me how she now realized she better stop making those commitments. She would say, I'll be home at this time and we'll walk to the gate and we'll play a game and children don't forget. In fact, I think children's memories are just incredible. They don't forget and they have a very high sense of justice. And so when she'd get home late because she chose to honor a more public professional standard as opposed to the personal standard, they would be like, mommy, why didn't you come on time? We've been waiting for you. We've been peeping at the gate, looking outside the window for the last 2 hours. And she was mortified and I dare say heartbroken because the next thing the children said is, mommy, we don't trust your word. You lied to us.
Even as I say this, I think many of us have been in those shoes where we say things in a personal space, we commit to return that call, to see that person, to follow up on this. And I'm not perfect as I share these ideas. I also struggle in these areas. But because I struggle in those areas does not mean I can't also shed some light. Perhaps this can also help my accountability in terms of how does this podcast also help me grow and help the ecosystem grow. Then the third level is the professional standard. This is an area that many of us are pretty good at, though I'm finding that the younger generation, the work ethic piece, we need to talk about that in the next podcast. In fact, that's what gave birth to our Early Risers Leadership Program, which is designed for young professionals who are really looking to rise up. And I find the ones who sign up, and we've had about 50 of them, I'm so impressed and so proud of them, those who have finished consistently the six-week program of Early Risers Leadership program on Rise School, they're a different cut. In fact, I have one of my mentees who will be having some calls all the way from Australia. And I knew that the fact that she even put up her hand the minute we launched it and did the program has had a very big impact on her ability to rise up, to get into her master's program, and to make much better decisions in both her private and personal and now her professional life. So what's your work standard, your professional standard? Do you get to work on time? If you're working in a hybrid environment, do you honor your working hours? Or do you say, my boss can always, I can always let them know when I'm available. You know, the fact that you're given access to an email, maybe some people are given laptops, others are given mobile phones and SIM cards and access, actually means that you should be accessible when necessary. But I find that that's becoming a very debatable issue. And some corporates have now realized that if people cannot be trusted to work well when they are not in plain sight, then it's better they come back to work. Initially, I thought that was a bit harsh, but what it's doing is that it can easily dilute the culture when people are working from far and they don't see the clients, they don't see each other, and human beings are made for connection. So there's a whole piece around how do you navigate the hybrid space working wise and raise your professional standards. Do you sign off every report with a signature of excellence? Do you ensure that when you say you're going to do something, you note it down so you don't forget? Or you ask someone, you know what, let me use technology, let me use AI, let me close on this. Do you remember you are hired to solve a problem? In fact, in our Africa Risers network, we'll be talking about how do you lead upwards? What does that even mean? It means know your boss, manage your boss's expectations, exceed them, in fact. And that's part of that line in your JD and any other work that from time to time will be assigned to you. Mm-hmm. You've been wondering what that is. That's what that is. We have a whole module on it. And in Africa Risers Network, we should be talking about that in a couple of weeks because it's an area that many people struggle in terms of leading upwards. They always feel they should be led and those who are leading them should manage them. But I think there's a lot of professional maturity in knowing how to lead upwards. What is your professional standard? Are you doing good? Because then you will do well. And lastly, public standards. Public standards are those things we do publicly. You're in the car, you're overlapping. You're in the car, you're hooting every few minutes. You're in the car, you're screaming out profanities. What's that about? It's about emotional maturity and emotional agility and the ability to manage your triggers. And so I want to encourage us to think about the four RISE P's. Yeah, the RISE School P's. Look at your standards in your private, personal, professional and public life and ask yourself, 2023 is coming to a close in a couple of weeks. Have my standards dropped because of the company I keep, because of the arrogance I have, because of the lack of personal development, because of some trauma that I'm not yet dealing with well, because of some something? What's that something? And how is it standing between you and your next best self? Well, tenda mema, nenda zako. Do well. Do well, do good, and then get on your way. And you know, life is full circle. The good you do today will come back full circle, if not to you, to the generations to come that bear your name or your association. I wish you the very best, and I look forward to your feedback to us. Write to us on the number that is actually put here. Send us a WhatsApp. Just check the number that we've put on our podcast. Please send us a voice note. Send us a text. Let us know what this podcast has done for you and how we can continue to help elevate and help you actually become your next best self. Thank you.